And welcome to the Matthew Aaron Show. I am Matthew Aaron. I am joined by Mikey Terzo and Lenny Cannata. Say hello.
Hello.
You guys.
Hello.
You guys are so good. Go to at Matt Aaron Show on Twitter. You can like us at the Matthew Aaron Show on Facebook, and go to iTunes and say whether we suck or not. Leave a comment if you'd like, whatever. I don't really care. Look, here's what's going on. Henry Hill died today.
Dead.
Henry Hill. Dead.
You know.
Dead. And
69. He was young.
Yeah. And
young guy.
I got to tell you, I don't know if I care.
No.
They're really making a big deal out of it.
He was kind of a scumbag.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
But the movie was great, Goodfellas.
Movie was great, and I think that's why everyone's making a big deal out of it. But
yeah, well it's not like Ray Liotta died, okay?
Some other Irishman died. Who cares?
Right? I think you may have put it the best way, Mikey. It's not like Ray Liotta died. Who cares?
Last time I checked, I wasn't aware that Henry Hill was actually in the movie.
No. But, I mean, here's my biggest problem with Henry Hill. And this has always been my only problem with
him. Oh, yeah, real tough when a guy's dead, right?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, what was he going to do to me when he was alive, huh? Okay. He beat his wife all the time. That's not cool.
Any man who beats a woman.
Oh, speaking of beating women, Megan's here. Hi, Megan.
Hey, Megan.
Okay, good to see you. Yep, great, wonderful.
Lacking the makeup this evening, I see.
Lacking in the makeup this evening, I see.
She's showing off the natural beauty.
Oh, I think Lenny was trying to be nice and say how great she looks without the makeup. It came off sounding like, look at this whore that comes in with no makeup.
No, the first way was correct.
No.
Second way.
So, what's your feeling, though, Mikey, on this Henry Hill thing?
You know, I think they're just kind of, I mean, I think they, the whole, Henry Hill died, okay, great. But I have friends on Facebook that, right, rest in peace,
yeah.
Henry Hill, you were amazing. And then they have a bunch of pictures of Ray Liotta from Goodfellas. That's like,
yeah, it's like seven friends commenting on Goodfellas and
right.
Henry Hill.
Yeah, I don't know. Lenny, do you have a dog in that hunt?
No.
You don't care.
I mean, here's the reality of it. Here's the way I look at it. The movie was based off a book called Wise Guys, which Henry Hill didn't even write. It was right by Nicholas Pileggi.
Yeah. Exactly. He wrote Casino as well.
Right. Great movie. In any event, long story short, I really wonder if, granted it was based on his life, so he had to live it, but, you know, from the creative department, when it came to writing the movie and all that, I just don't know how much he had to do with
Scorsese
it.
Probably took a little artistic
bit.
Liberty.
You think? Hey, you know what I wanted to bring up, too, since Lenny's here, Mr. Chicago? Mr. Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you guys going to do about all these fucking murders going on? 40 this weekend.
You know, I think
40.
It has a lot to do with the heat.
Oh,
no. Because let me tell you something. When I was out Saturday.
You mean like the Miami Heat?
Like the Miami Heat. No, when the heat's out, I mean, people start acting a little freaking goofy.
Well,
they
in Miami, they eat people's faces off.
Yeah, they do. Well, that's bath salts.
Bath salts?
Bath salts.
That was more than bath salts.
Yeah, I have a feeling that has a touch of crazy.
What are you
going to
do? The police department is understaffed. It's undermanned.
Yeah, but
they can't be everywhere at once.
Did you see what I posted on Facebook about
harsher punishments for those who illegally possess firearms?
Remember when we talked on the phone yesterday? What did I tell you they posted?
And concealed carry. I advocate.
Here
for that.
We go. Yeah, the one thing you know about in politics. Okay, but remember, I called you yesterday.
One more than you.
Well, I know you're
I'm
a fraud.
Probably,
I know you're
I'm
a
really
fraud, so
that.
It's
like
one
that.
To one.
The what?
I like your advocation for concealed carry.
No, I do. I do advocate concealed carry.
I think it's a great idea.
We're the last state without it.
Yeah,
it works
I love how it's a great idea when 49 states have done it. Yeah, I agree.
I
so does everyone
look,
else.
Look how well it's worked. In
obviously not everyone because we can't pass it.
Why not?
It was actually a downstate Democrat
whose fault
that brought
is
the
it?
Bill. Brock,
whose fault
not
is
Brock,
it?
Brendan Phelps. He was a downstate Democrat that brought the bill, and just the upstate Democrats voted against it because according to the governor and everyone else, we don't want that kind of stuff on our streets. Right.
Oh, you mean you don't want
right.
good people to
hey,
have guns?
Hey.
Right. You only want the bad people have the guns.
Well, now
why make good people and the bad people?
Time out. What about the law I told you yesterday they passed in Indiana?
You know what? I couldn't pull that up on my iPad, but the one you told me about, now you're able to shoot law enforcement? That's outlandish.
Well, any servants? Yeah, law enforcement, firefighters, whatever.
Is that just
what
that,
are you allowed to shoot them for?
If they come into your house without a writ or a warrant, you can shoot them.
Oh, well, what's wrong? I don't necessarily think there's anything wrong with that.
So if your house is on fire, started the fire, and a firefighter comes in the house, but you want the thing to burn, and you put two into them, it's
look,
okay.
That's not the situation.
He broke into your house.
I'm talking about it this way. If an officer who doesn't have the legal right to be in that house should not be treated any differently than anybody else who's walking into my house.
Well, we do see to the police certain authority.
I agree.
In a society. And why would anyone want to shoot at the police? Just
Lenny, can we
like
be,
if it's me or you, if the cops come in your house, are you really going to shoot them?
No,
if they're shooting the cops, they have to be guilty.
No, you know some of these gun nuts will shoot anything that walks through the door.
Yeah, because they're very territorial and stuff. And, oh, my
you're not an Indiana citizen, pal. It's a little different.
Indiana is a big state like Illinois, and there are differences between northern Indiana and southern Indiana.
Yes, there is.
Okay. Well, the law applies in all of Indiana.
Yes. It's.
next topic.
Yeah.
Really? Next, Mikey's bored already. He goes, yeah, so what? You shoot officers. Who cares? Next.
Okay, next.
Is that it, Mikey?
Yep.
You've had enough?
Fearless leader. Move on to the next topic.
You guys are just like you guys are just railroading through my topics today.
At least you're wearing a sock shirt today. And
do you like
that? Torn-up Cubs one.
Well, yeah. Well,
with holes, ironically, over the nipple. It's like you've been chewing on the nipple
from when I go to your shirt. It's from when I go to the mid on the weekends. Some of us can get in.
Good.
Unlike great. Others who like to fight with Dartmouth graduates. Our great school of Dartmouth. That's all I want to say about that.
Anyway.
No.
Your mother has cancer.
Oh! Lenny, now you got to clarify. Our listeners want to know, what does that reference mean? They wouldn't let you into the mid this weekend, Kanata.
I don't think you're recalling events accurately.
No?
You know what? They're just fearful of good-looking Italian guys in the club.
That's what it is. They don't need any of us good-looking Italian guys in their club. No, they much rather have real ugly Polacks and Lithuanians in their club.
Well, we drop cash.
What do you mean we drop cash?
We drop when we go in. We always spend.
So you
money.
Didn't drop cash. Getting
you know
in.
What? If mid serve food, they'd probably get more money from us.
Let me ask you this though: you won't pay a $20 cover charge, but you'll pay $2,000 for bottle service.
Myself?
No.
Well, for the bottle service, I'm getting some in behind. But how adamantly did I protest that, though? I did it because another person wanted to. I didn't really.
Was that other person, did that other person have any money to throw in on the bottle service?
Yeah, they did. No, we all threw in equally.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Megan's the reason you guys went to the mid. I'm assuming she wore makeup that night. Or maybe not. That's why I didn't get in. I don't know.
Megan's fault.
Oh, I'm just kidding, Megan. We love you. See, here's the thing, Megan. If you're gonna come to the show,
you're gonna get your balls broken.
Yeah. We're gonna bust some ovaries.
Maybe chop bust. Busted.
We're well, gonna ovaries. Bust some ovaries. Bust
ovaries.
Those ovaries.
Ovaries.
Yeah.
You should have shown up looking good. Yes. Okay. Swedish left party chapter wants to make urinating while standing illegal for men.
What?
Take a stand and sit down for what you believe in. Male representatives on the Sormland County Council, this is what politicians do, by the way, in Sweden, should sit rather than stand while urinating in office restrooms, according to a motion advanced by the local left party.
Maybe it's a sanitary issue?
Do they not have urinals there?
No, they have urinals. Known as a socialist and feminist organization, the party claims that seated urination is more hygienic for men. Whoa, I don't know about this.
I recall my first statement, and is that, do they not have urinals?
Well, here's what they say. The practice decreases the likelihood of puddles and other unwanted residue from forming in the stall.
That dripping could occur.
In addition to being better for a man's health by more
you can
effectively...
only shake it so many times.
It more effectively, supposedly, sitting and peeing more effectively empties your bladder.
I could see that, because when you're pooping...
Yeah, I know.
And you're peeing, it almost feels a little drier.
What do you think, though? If they told you had to sit instead of stand to pee, Mikey.
Have you seen these public restrooms?
Here's all I got to say.
I wouldn't sit in a public restroom. You know how much Lenny and I take 5 minutes to bird's nest a toilet when we go out.
We avoid porta potties the most. We have to go find clean bathrooms. And may I recommend the Sofitel on Rush Street?
Very nice.
Has an outstanding
fantastic
bathroom.
Fantastic, John.
You know, now, okay, here's my feelings on this whole thing.
Yeah, here's your feelings.
If I walk into a bathroom and they have a urinal on the wall and I have to take a, you know, take a piss, whatever you want to say. I don't think I'm going to go, oh, well, I'm going to just go to the stall over here, take a squat. I'm just going to go to the urinal. Now, if there's no urinals available and you got to use the toilet, then maybe I can see the
urinal. You know what annoys me, though, when guys go to piss the urinals? Obviously, when you go to the bathroom at a bar or a restaurant and you really just want to get in there and go.
Oh, you mean when they got the ice in there? I love that.
No, that's like a game. That's like a fun game. But it's usually at the beginning of the night.
It's okay. A fun game.
No, but
melt
have you ever
ice?
Noticed some guys, they'll undo their pants and everything to take a leak?
Oh.
They can't
oh.
just unzip their fly.
When I came home from L.A., yep. in O'Hare.
That annoys the shit out of me.
In O'Hare.
It adds an extra 40 seconds. I got a leak.
There's no reason. There's worse than that. In O'Hare, a guy unzipped his pants, put them around his thighs. His dick, his ass, they were all hanging out. He's peeing.
Okay,
the
I wasn't going
thing.
That far. But
well, that's what happens
like,
when you go to O'Hare,
you know,
the
what,
worst
you know
airport
what?
In the country.
I, apart from the
terrible airport,
extremely
O'Hare.
Culturally different country than ours, I think pretty much every pair of pants made has a zipper on it. And the zipper was designed for one reason, for a man to pee while he's standing up.
Which airport do you hate more, Midway or O'Hare? They both really suck.
They both have their ups and downs. I think Midway might be easier to get.
There's more crazies in O'Hare.
Yeah,
there are crazies that hang out at that place.
Well, it's a bigger airport.
It's international.
More people to go.
I know, but I'm just saying, I can't put up with that.
I do it because I have the United.
And LAX is a beautiful thing, minus the food.
LAX is a dump of an airport.
I love it.
It is the most disgusting airport in Turkey.
No.
O'Hare and Midway are so much more cleaner.
Yeah,
are so much cleaner.
I can speak from first-hand experience. O'Hare and Midway, and mostly O'Hare, but even Midway, they are in significantly nicer neighborhoods than LAX.
Yes.
Oh, what's wrong with LAX? They got a beautiful Denny's, like kitty corner.
Oh, you
well,
mean
and
like,
you know what the thing
know.
About LAX, though, is when all the expressways are shut down and you're reverted to side streets at 3:30 in the morning to try and get to the airport?
Well, no one goes to the airport.
Oh, is that where you pass all
the
people
the
shooting up their insulin for their diabetes?
It was horrible. I couldn't get onto the expressway. I had to take side streets. I mean, Alex left L.A. the last time.
Yeah.
By the way, Matt Walsh is joining us tonight. Matt Walsh from the current show Veep.
I watch it. I just finished the finale.
Veep,
not
VP.
I just finished the finale early this morning around 4:30 a.m.
Your thoughts?
Funny. I got a kick out of that show. I mean, it's not. I don't. I would hope that.
On HBO, of course.
On HBO. I'd hope that the vice president and president weren't as raunchy as they are, but it was a funny show.
Maybe they are, though.
But you have to realize staff really does control
it. You don't know. Obama could be telling some wicked white jokes in the Oval Office.
Uh-oh.
You don't know.
Uh-oh.
Could be.
You went there.
I didn't go there. I'm just saying it could be.
You know, no. I don't think those are the kind of jokes he'd be telling, to be honest.
Really?
No.
No, but even on campaigns, the staff and then, fuck you. I mean, it's pretty.
That doesn't happen when
you
campaign?
Oh, no, it
does. Okay, thank
you. Yeah.
That's
very
all I wanted. Like you would know, you're a glorified volunteer. But
according
yeah.
to some people, yes. Some people have worked on one campaign their entire lives. For a period of a month. Thank you.
And some of them don't get elected.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Not that I got a lot of notches under my belt, but...
Hey, you got enough notches.
Yeah.
You got enough notches. Drunk man fell asleep in wrong house, New York police says. Authorities in western New York say a 20-year-old man thought he was sleeping on his friend's couch when state troopers woke him up over the weekend.
You were in New York last weekend?
It turns out he was off by about 20 miles. State police say a homeowner in rural Erie County town of Newstead woke up around 4:30 a.m. Saturday and found a stranger sleeping on his couch. He was unable to wake up the stranger, so his wife called 911. When troopers arrived, they found the very intoxicated man still sleeping on the couch. Troopers said the man told them he thought he was at a friend's house on Grand Island, 20 miles west of Newstead. The man was charged with criminal trespass and issued an appearance ticket for Newstead Town Court.
You know, I don't even know why this is news. This happened to me at my buddy's wedding.
Did it?
Yeah, there was a guy that was at the wedding. He did this. He ended up falling. We were in Dubuque, Iowa. And he fell asleep in
party capital of the world.
Right.
Well, you go 20 miles out of Dubuque, it's farmland.
I was out there cow tipping, let me tell you. So
does that mean you were hitting on the girls or
pretty much?
So what happened? You ended up on someone else's couch, or your buddy?
No, not me. The kid we were with, he disappeared in the middle of the night. Turns out he walked in some random like 88-year-old lady, like she was like an 80-year-old widow.
No.
He walked in, made himself a sandwich, and went to sleep on her couch with the TV on.
So, yeah, I can see Chucky doing
that. So, plenty of opportunities. Realize you're not in your house.
I didn't think it was really that, you know.
I can see Charles at
you find that this is more common behavior.
Yeah, I don't think this really should be news.
Do you think Charles, after a night of touch of ass, has ended up on a few couches unwarranted?
Touch of class.
Where is it? Touch
of class.
And down Archer.
Yeah, it's
somewhere
on the south
Archer.
Side.
It,
on Archer.
Southwest side, Garfield Ridge.
South side.
No, it's a bar. Touch of class, but the CNL are
the
not
lights
lit
are
up.
Out.
Oh.
The lights are out.
Lights have been out for 30 years.
I actually love this story. Inmate escapes holding cell, burst into courtroom in Kentucky. A Kentucky inmate whose name has not been released had already gone to trial on Monday, but was being kept in a holding cell at the Jefferson County Courthouse in Louisville because he allegedly attacked a court official during the proceedings. Later that day, a deputy opened the door to retrieve another inmate from the same cell. And the first inmate allegedly charged the door, shoving the deputy out of the way. The inmate and deputy staggered through the doorway and into a courtroom where trial was currently in session. The inmate was able to bolt about 20 feet before he was tackled by court officers. One attorney also joined in the pileup. The inmate is being charged with attempted escape and assault. That may be the dumbest thing. This is on World's Dumbest Criminals. You break out of a holding cell in a court, and you end up in a court. That's pretty funny.
Well, apparently it took a wrong turn.
Maybe you should aim for exit. Now for
how funny
the
would
sign
that, be?
That says to exit and to court, he went the wrong way.
How funny would that be, though, if you're on trial or you're on the witness stand and some guy, some nut job inmate just bursts into the courtroom? That's a mistrial right
well,
there.
Well, no, thing is, while everyone's all worried about trying to nail that guy, that's when you, if you're the person being prosecuted, you bolt too.
And if the,
use that as a distraction, run
or
the
that's
door.
Where if you're the defense and you're losing badly, you call for a mistrial.
You know,
like right away. You go mistrial.
The jury is swayed.
You know, when you think they put? I don't mean to be. Don't, this may be stupid, but I was just thinking about this. It makes perfect sense.
It
to
may
me,
be stupid,
but I'm not really a criminal, so don't think about these things. But the reason why you wear orange jumpsuits is that so they can't lose you in a crowd.
Yes,
I guess.
Could be probably.
I mean, because that just went through my head.
I mean, you're easily identified.
You're the guy getting convicted. The guy runs in. You're going, here's my chance. But you're still wearing bright orange.
Yeah, you're
going
to be noticed.
I mean, unless you're hunting deer, I mean, what are you going to do?
Mikey, you're a golfer, right?
I guess.
I know Lenny and I, unless there's carts involved, we don't get on a course. But,
bingo.
Alicia Binford and Shelley Lewis arrested for bearing breasts on golf course in Illinois.
Again, I don't
who's
see
Alicia
what's wrong
Binford?
With this.
They're two older blonde broads. Hold on. Can I read the story?
No,
can you
hey,
calm
could you tilt
down?
Your computer so I could just see what they look
Illinois
like?
Illinois is
they're
a big
decent.
State, pal.
You and I would give them a run. We'd give them a run.
What golf course?
Woodland Golf Course. So you stop looking. You can't wait 5 fucking seconds.
Where's he is talking phone? To Alex Luisi.
Give me my fucking phone.
He's holding it.
Give me my fucking phone. I'm going to hit you with it so many times. I swear to fucking God. All right. Illinois golfers were given a double bogey on Monday afternoon.
Get it? That, double bogey?
That Huffington Post. There are some top-notch comedians writing for them. As two blondes reportedly flashed them in broad daylight on the golf course. Alicia Binford, 43, and Shelley Lewis, 45. And for those who obviously were on the radio, they're two pretty decent-looking blonde broads for their age. I mean, I wouldn't turn them down. Were arrested and charged with public indecency. Madison County Sheriff's deputies responded to Woodlands Golf Course at about 2 p.m. on a citizen complaint call. Binford and Lewis had allegedly exposed their sexual organs, according to the complaint, though deputies deemed the sexual organs to be breasts. Both women from O'Fallon, Missouri, were taken to jail on a $100 bond. There are reports that the exposure may have stemmed from a private group of golfers that host a naked and illegal golf tournament on the course once a year. Now, I have something to say about this. There are many golf courses who have tournaments all the time. And what they do is they hire strippers,
yes.
Escorts,
uh-huh.
Whatever,
yeah, each hole, yep.
Yeah,
dancers.
I've
they
been
get
to one
naked.
They
it
do
happens.
All, you can do all kinds of stuff.
This is some old person who was sitting in their house and got disturbed by a couple boobies. I got to say, these women should not only not be arrested, they should be awarded for their courage, their valor. These are women fighting for their rights here, their freedom of speech. their freedom to show their
breasts.
All right.
You just want to fight for your freedom to see their breasts.
I really wish
that
was
there. You just kind of upset that you weren't there.
I kind of want to golf now. Lenny and I may start golfing all of a sudden.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But that happens all the time, right, Mikey? You golf.
Yeah, I mean,
all the time.
It used to happen a lot more. They've really started to crack down on it. But, I mean, especially at a lot of, like, the outings for certain governments. there used to be a lot of stuff
Here's a story that I love. Bondage-loving Swedish mom admits building sex chamber in abandoned military bunker.
She's read 50 Shades of Grey.
Now, this is definitely
a Swedish mom is a face that is 50 shades of red.
Get it?
Ever since police came across the secret sex chamber she set up at an abandoned military bunker near the town of Nordmenling. Last Friday, two fishermen... I love this. I love that this happens in Sweden and a couple fishermen stumble upon this.
This almost sounds like a script for a porn.
Yeah, I love it. Two fishermen came across the old bunker and discovered what appeared to either be a garden of earthly delights complete with a silk sheet-laden bed, ropes, dildos, and leather items, or a crime scene. The fishermen assumed it was a crime scene.
Or a crime scene.
They assumed it was a crime scene, according to Sweden's The Local, especially since a similarly equipped dungeon was discovered in March in 2011 in an abandoned farmhouse. The fishermen immediately reported their find to local authorities, and once word got out about the sex chamber, Swedish language newspaper... Can't pronounce it. Reported a hardworking single mom in her 40s came clean about her booty call bunker. It seems the woman, who is calling herself Lena, set it up for Triss with a man she dated a few times. With news of her hideout becoming public, she decided to get in touch with the Swedish paper in order to clear up any misunderstanding. I just wanted to test my limits, she told authorities. Experienced bondage buff said the incident proves that the D in BDSM stands for discretion as well as discipline. Dee Severe, a filmmaker whose company Severe Society Films specializes in fetish films, said people who are interested in exploring BDSM need to think about how they will react if their lifestyle becomes public knowledge. Think people are now narrow-minded about gay rights. Their reaction to BDSM is three steps further. People need to gauge how family and friends might react and decide how secretive you need to be. Bo Blaze, who teaches classes to wannabe S&Mers, said the success of the book 50 Shades of Grey has gone a long way toward making the BDSM lifestyle mainstream, but there still is a long way to go. You have to be careful and realize there is discrimination. People don't understand that BDSM is consensual and not abuse. Meanwhile, the Swedish mom told the newspaper she learned an important lesson from the incident. Sweden is not really a free country when it comes to sexuality.
Man, you really read the whole fucking article, didn't
so,
you?
So
I thought there's some good points in there.
What is BDSM?
Bondage, sodomy. So what's the D, though?
It's not sodomy.
Oh, by the way, producer Adam's joining us for the first time in almost a long time.
Welcome back.
Long time.
Welcome back.
And I go to him for all my BDSM knowledge.
He's
engaged, so nothing fishy going on here that he knows about B, D, and S, and M. All right, so bondage... So the D is just part of bondage. Okay, the D is silent. BSM. Sadomasochism, whatever that is.
What is sadomasochism?
That's when you enjoy being, like, tortured.
You enjoy pain.
You enjoy pain. There you go. So she's exploring her limits in this bondage cell, in this military. I just love how she... I just love this whole thing where, first of all, 50 Shades of Grey... has now given all these women the right to act like complete sluts who are into BDSM. Now they're not even quiet about it anymore. And I also love how they claim they're being discriminated against.
They're not acting like sluts, these women. It's just that they're...
Oh,
they're
here
inner,
we go. Women's
inner,
League right.
Their
president.
Inner desires are coming out, obviously.
Very
but
publicly.
Now, if I was married and my wife was reading that, I'd be like, wow, she's going
to
start...
By the way,
I mean,
I've talked
divorce.
To people who...
Is your fiance reading these series?
I've talked...
I'm sure she doesn't.
Now, wait.
It's not
I've
a way
talked
to, start a marriage.
To people who know a lot about BDSM. And they say...
You talk to these people normally?
I've talked to them. And they say this book isn't that filthy. Like, it's so light, BDSM. Like, it's so, like,
you know
bullshit.
What? That might be a thing, because the women reading it maybe aren't as desensitized as men. Probably
why are. Why are women into that book? I don't get it.
You know what? I
because
think it's a replacement.
You know, I'll tell you why. Because there's another book out there called The Secret Garden that was written by a woman's psychologist out of New York about the deepest, darkest fantasies of her woman clients. And what this 50 Shades of Grey is the deep fantasies that every woman has that she doesn't talk about that she cannot read about in a book. That's why they all love it.
A rich man controlling you.
I don't know. Megan, have you read this 50 Shades of Grey? No, you're
there's
you're
a lot
not
of women out
that.
There that have six fantasies, but the women aren't like guys.
Or
they're
need
not, you know.
A replacement for Twilight.
I mean, yeah, there you go.
I just find the whole thing ridiculous.
It's about that passion, mysticism, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, the daydreaming, who knows.
Mikey, are you into BDSM?
Okay, there's in the universe of possible answers, there's two.
It's like a pretty long answer.
Wait.
Do you have an answer? Or?
Well, I mean, BDSM, that sounds like burgers, dog sandwiches, and meatloaf.
Yeah, that's I'm going to phone you right in the face. Right, don't make me fucking
kill
you.
That was good. That was good.
Yeah, thank you, Mikey. Thank you for giving me my phone back. No, I'll do all the hitting.
What are you ready to get with
yeah,
the BDSM 50 over here? You want to hit Alex with the phone?
I wouldn't mind if Megan went and
she
got me a burger,
book,
dog,
Alex,
sandwich, and meatloaf right now.
Running over to Teddy's. Pick us up a few chili dogs.
Listen, and I got some dishes upstairs you can wash when you're
no,
done.
No, really, though. I don't. I'd be willing to give it a try. You know, I don't care.
I'd be willing to give it a try. Lenny, BDSM.
I'm not that adventurous sexually.
You're not.
I'm kind of the lay down, watch CNN.
You are. You're a dead fish.
I am.
And it's a very gray line.
Yeah, 50 Shades of Gray.
Oh, Matt's going to call in.
How about you, Matt?
Yeah, would you do it, Matt?
Oh.
All right, I'll tell you.
I'm hold on. Let me predict the answer. Yep.
We'll get back to the news in a minute, but we'll get back to the news after Matt calls it. But my ex-fiance, you know this story. I told you this. She was into some real kinky shit. And one time she wanted to tie me up with Nintendo controllers, and then she wanted me to slap her, and then she'd slap me, and then she slapped me like four times. And she's like, "Fucking slap me, you fucking pussy." Fucking pussy.
Dude,
now, this did not turn me on
this.
At all. This did not turn me on at all. So I didn't want to slap her. I thought, well, if she doesn't like the sex in the morning, she can go to the cops and show her, like, my hand across her face or something. I don't know. You know what's funny? Last night we're sending out those dirty memes at Gibson's. You were there for that. And
I sent them to you.
Yeah, right. I wasn't trying to, like, okay, well, Mikey throws himself under the sex bus, so that's okay. I sent them. I sent the dirty pictures with the weird words on them. So I sent that one that was, do you like dragons? I'll be dragging my balls on your face or whatever. And I sent that one to, like, two girls, and one of them was like, oh, that's real dirty. And the other one's like, ew. Later that night, she wants me to pick her up. And I'm like, I don't really want to pick you up. It's like 2 a.m. I'm tired. And I go, I'm kind of horny, too. And she goes, well, you're not going to get any from me. I have never been shot down without asking any, ever. Has that ever happened to you, Mikey? Have you ever been shot down before you've asked for sex?
No, actually, I just flat out ask.
Okay, no, but I didn't
before.
Ask. I didn't ask. I didn't insinuate.
Like
I didn't
they almost
infer.
Let me tell you a quick story. Lenny would be proud of this. There's this girl that works at my work. And she comes up to me. She goes, we should go on a trip. I want to do an adventure. I got friends here. I got friends there. We can go there.
An adventure.
And I look at her and I go, is there going to be sex? And she goes, well, I don't know. I don't know. And then she gets a look. She goes, with me? I go, yeah. No. I go, well, then what the hell do I want to go on vacation with you for?
That's straightforward.
And she's just like shocked.
See, but this is different. I didn't even ask for anything, Mikey. And she just said, you're not going to be getting any from me. Like, I got shot down without even having the thought.
Well, because she knew where you were going.
No! I wasn't going there.
Oh, come on. Late at night, come pick me up. What does the guy think is going to go on?
Well, why she asked me to come pick her up at 2 a.m. if she doesn't think that there's going to be any of that involved?
Hey, well, you know, when she said, what did you say back to her? Because I know what I would have said.
Gas, grass, or ass. That's all you... You have to pay one of those to get a ride.
Wow.
Am I the only one that lives by that rule? Gas, grass, or ass?
I mean...
You're either paying for gas.
You can keep the grass.
You're bringing me some grass, or you're giving me some ass.
I don't want. Who needs?
I don't need the grass either. But yes, the gas and the ass, I'm all for. So now it's gas and ass. I'm getting older, so I mean gas in the car, not like farts, Mikey. I know Mikey's like, so you want this broad to fart on your face, or I don't know, Manny.
Yeah,
you,
I think
you can get pink eye from
I think
that.
I got it just right there.
Okay, all right, pal. I'll pal you. So you never got turned down without ever asking, Lenny.
Yeah,
actually, I will take this back. Lenny and I, when we're downtown. And we have a few, or we're hanging out.
Well, they,
women will just walk up to us and tell us it ain't happening.
I mean, but they, the way of them saying that is usually they say hello. That's their way of saying you will not get any.
Hello.
Hello. That's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Or they bring their douchebag boyfriends everywhere.
I want you to meet my boyfriend. I'm so in love. 2 weeks later, yeah, we broke up.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Uh-huh. So can I be the guy you're in love with for the next 2 weeks? You know?
Yeah.
You ever do one of those?
Lenny's just fascinated because I found the Tobin spirit guide on the internet.
Okay. Now, Tobin, I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan.
Yeah.
So when I heard that,
you have
that,
your little backpack at home, your little...
I still have that in the attic from when I was a kid.
The proton pack.
Yeah. Yeah. So Lenny wants to go home and read the Tobin spirit guide now.
Don't cross the stream, Lenny.
Don't cross the stream.
Well, you won't have that problem if you're in Sweden.
Because
it's going to be real hard to cross the stream.
You
got to
sit down.
Yeah.
And apparently in Sweden as well, you can't have any secret love shack.
I wonder if Lenny has any political thoughts on this Veep show, though, when Matt calls in.
Like, what do you mean political?
Is there anything
it's
like...
It's not an overly political
show. No, but is there anything that, like, you kind of think about politically when you watch the show?
As a politician,
when you watch it.
Her office sucks.
Do you think that's how The Office really looks, though?
I don't know. I know it's in the old...
The office for Tim Matheson in West Wing wasn't that hot, either.
No, but there was more of like a waiting room. This is just like
right.
goes from her to a big
right.
walkway.
Right.
And...
So that's all you think about is the size of her. By the way, your office ain't that hot either.
And how insignificant I'm not the vice president of the United States.
No, you're not.
All right. How insignificant the role of vice president really is. I mean, that's the
well,
struggle
that's the
that they've
joke.
All had to
that's,
deal with.
That's the theme of the show. That's the joke.
It's like people with small dicks buying Porsches. I mean, it's...
What's funny about that show is they show how much trouble the Veep can get into. But you get no, you get no compliments. You get no reward.
Well, yeah, no one gives a shit.
It's a thankless office.
While the president is in office, essentially, what does the vice president do other than make appearances?
They're supposed to be the overseer of the Senate. But they could advance their own policy interests, or if the president wants to do something, they'll test it out through the vice president because there is a singularity to the office, but it's not.
So they're a glorified advisor.
Basically, the vice president, if the freaking president kills over. We got the
well,
president.
Yeah, we all know that one.
Well, that's very lovely. It's a good show. It got better after, like, the first 2-3 episodes.
Yeah.
That's good.
It got better as it went
along.
Wait,
when she almost shit herself?
Yes.
That was, I can't uncross my leg.
What's what women
all right,
and,
form a wall, form what, a wall.
What's with women and shitting themselves now? Like, Bridesmaid, remember Bridesmaid?
Oh, that was hysterical. That movie... That was the funniest part of that movie.
Yeah, I didn't think the movie was as great as everyone else.
Yeah,
no.
I wasn't sure what the big deal
was. Yeah, Lenny and I, we had some laughs, but we kind of left and we were like, that's it?
Yeah, but when they were shitting themselves, that's when I laughed.
That was funny.
And when Maya Rudolph's in the middle of the street, and she's like, oh, don't do it. Oh, she's doing shit. Go around.
Yeah, no, that was funny. Everyone was like loving The Bridesmaids. It was kind of long. It was long. I thought Kristen Wiig was sexy in it. And I like Maya Rudolph. And then who's the broad that I really like in that movie? The one that is on Damages. Rose something.
She was an X-Men First Class, too.
Yeah, yeah, Rose Byrne. Rose Byrne.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's hot.
Which one's Rose Byrne?
What did you think?
It almost looks like a young, weird...
Oh, yeah.
Except not Mexican.
Yeah,
but Salma Hayek doesn't really have that, like, you know, like Aztec Indian Mexican.
No, she kind of does.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Is Salma Hayek Mexican or
yeah,
is she Guatemalan or El Salvadorian?
I think pretty sure she's Mexican.
Penelope Cruz, is she Mexican?
That I don't know.
Or is she Puerto Rican?
I don't know. I know Penelope Cruz is smoking hot. But I don't know. No? Mikey doesn't think she's hot? Whoa.
No, you know what? She isn't that hot compared to Sofia Vergara.
No, no. Disagree.
Oh my God.
They're all good-looking women. We're splitting hairs at that point.
Yeah.
But if you really want to like be, you know, just from you
all
know,
right,
a
Mikey.
Face to a face.
All right. Fuck, marry, kill, Mikey. Salma, Penelope, Sofia. Go. Fuck, marry, kill.
I think I'm going with Sofia and then Salma.
Wait, for what? You can't just name names. Fuck, marry, kill. Who are you fucking? Who are you marrying? Who you're killing? Sofia Vergara, Salma Hayek, or Penelope Cruz? Who's what?
Well, Penelope Cruz definitely is not in the marry or
so. She's killed.
She's killed.
You killed Penelope Cruz? All right, bye, Penelope. Who's in the fucking marry?
You know, I mean, the last two could really go in either category.
This is way harder.
But I feel like Salma Hayek would be a good wife. I don't know.
I agree with you. I think you marry Salma Hayek, you fuck Sofia Vergara, and you kill Penelope Cruz.
I'd marry Sofia.
So I think I'd switch Penelope and Sofia.
You know what it is?
In my
maybe ever since the movie Blow, I just hate Penelope Cruz.
Oh, because she was such a bitch in that movie.
I mean, what a devious.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.
Yeah,
you don't want to get edited. I don't blame you. Yeah, I think I'd fuck
Tom Cruise.
Yes. No. Yeah. I'd fuck.
Oh God.
I'd fuck Salma Hayek. I'd marry Penelope Cruz, and I'd kill Sofia Vergara.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh come on.
Yeah.
How about we throw Katy Perry in the
movie? Well, what's yours, Lenny?
Sofia Vergara would be married.
Who's killed?
Penelope Cruz.
Really?
Yeah.
Matt, I'm just taking the scraps. What are you guys mad about?
Pull up a picture of Sofia Vergara.
Oh, you don't know what Sofia Vergara
she
looks
is
like?
Refresh my memory.
Like
with those huge
tiny,
boobies from
voluptuous.
Modern Family. Not you tiny.
She's Colombian.
I'm waiting for an important
skin and bone. What about Sophia Loren, circa 19?
Oh!
That's a rocking body.
Sophia Loren wins easy.
She
hands
has
down.
Too, yeah.
Sophia Loren always wins. I don't know. I'm waiting for an important phone call. Mikey wants me to pull up.
You know, I might even take Sophia Loren now. You know how good she can probably cook?
Yeah.
I love how that's his name. Okay, now who's going to cook me the best food? Here's your Sophia Vergara. Oh, fuck you.
Wait, turn that back this way, too, when you get the chance.
You know, I mean...
Come on.
I think I might still stick with Salma Hayek.
Yeah.
Come on.
She's like 43? She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, but that also means she's going to be older real quick.
You know,
well, I already look like
I know a lot of women that,
like
through jeans or whatever else, still look good through their 40s, but I don't know a lot of women that look good in their mid to late 50s and 60s.
You don't know a lot of women that look good in their mid to 50s? Meryl Streep, Diane Keaton.
Still not that dynamite.
You guys are going 0-for-2 on Meryl and Diane.
Yeah, I mean nothing. I mean they're good looking.
No, they're wonderful.
Sophia Loren, Grumpy Old Men 2. Sophia Loren.
I would still would. Yeah.
Okay, and by the way, Penelope Cruz is out. You're gonna kill that.
Let me see that. Now you guys are.
Yeah.
Turn it.
You're gonna kill this. Oh, come on,
I
you
mean,
two.
I never said she was ugly.
All right, whatever. So, all our out of the Spanish ladies, I'm marrying Penelope.
You know
and
what?
You
no,
both
no,
have
no,
to
no.
fight over,
there's
oh, you
one.
Want Salma and you
no,
got
no,
Sophia.
No.
It worked
another,
out.
There's another Latino girl we
who?
Got throwing here.
Who? J-Lo?
No, I can't think of her. The one with the nice butt. I can't think of her.
J-Lo?
No, not J-Lo. Guido. What is her name? No, her name is like Vergara or something like that. I can't think.
Sophia Vergara?
No, not her. She's a model, the one I'm thinking. Vita Guerrera.
Meredith Vieira?
Look up Vita Guerrera.
Meredith Vieira. Is that what
no,
I heard?
Vita Guerrera.
Vita Guerrera doesn't count. No one knows who the fuck she
doesn't
is.
Oh, mean the war
plenty
life
of people.
Or
look
life
her
of
up.
War?
Hey, do me a favor. Look her up.
Chiquita Banana? Aunt Jemima? wait. Fuck, marry, kill. Aunt Jemima. Chiquita
Mrs. Butterworth
or Mrs. Butterworth.
Well, I gotta keep. Listen to me. I can't kill either one of them because I like bananas with my pancakes and I like syrup.
Oh, that's a tough one.
All right, now
for
let's look up Vida Guerrera. She's a huge supermodel. Look her up. Len, you need to see this one.
Vida Guerrera. Okay, I'm looking up Vida Guerrera. Okay. Yeah, she's smoking hot, but no one knows who she is.
She's super, super popular.
She's not hotter than Penelope Cruz.
Look at her butt.
Sorry. She's not hotter than Penelope Cruz.
Bring up a bigger picture, though, Matt.
I'm giving you a spread.
I only need a spread. I need to pick me one
I'm
good
giving
picture.
You a
Alex,
whole
Alex,
spread.
Make sure he puts up a good picture.
That was a good picture.
No, that's not her asset.
That's literally not her asset. Okay. Well, you ruined the fuck, marry, kill, Mikey. Oh, who took the porno picture?
Is Katy Perry dating anyone?
All of a sudden, there's a kid in this house.
Is
porn picture.
Is Katy Perry dating anyone?
No, I don't think Katy Perry's dating anybody.
I have to work on that. I really do.
You have to work on Katy Perry?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
You know, well, the first time I came out to L.A., she divorced her husband.
Mm-hmm. Then you go to Vegas and you don't bump into her, even though she's
But she was there. So I'm telling you, third time's a charm.
Third time's a
charm. I will run into her next time we're in the same locale.
Third time's a charm.
Well, why don't you just ask Luca how he does it with the tall Conan O'Brien?
Oh, yeah. Did you see Luca stalking Conan O'Brien?
Yeah. I think that was from the same day, though, because it looked like they were in the same outfits.
Okay.
Because if you look at Conan in both pictures, it looked like the same outfits.
Slightly creepy, right?
Yeah, no, he might have run into him at the restaurant.
Yeah, but he takes
a picture
of the guy while he's eating a meal. And you can tell he has no idea that he's taking a picture.
See, Lenny thinks this is all normal because Luca takes pictures of him stalking
Yeah.
Lenny's like, this is completely normal. This is normal behavior. Wait, who's making noise? Get out of my studio. You just told me to shut up. Take Megan with you. No, I'm just kidding. Go do woman shit. She drank. Can I have a water?
Since you're over there.
He'll take a warm one.
The breast cancer box. Can I have a Coke?
The breast cancer box. No, you can't have any of my Coke. No Coke for him. No Coke.
She's too plain now.
If you give him a Coke, you put 75 cents in that box.
I'll put 75 cents.
He won't put 75 cents in that.
Don't worry, he's buying you Teddy's later.
No, he's not. Teddy's going to be closed by the time this show's over. Oh, yeah, you keep it open?
Alex.
What time's Matt calling in?
13 minutes ago.
Or were you supposed to call him?
No, he's supposed to call in. I don't know. I know
he's
supposed to be
8 o'clock LA time.
Oh, I hope not.
Well, then he might have called in a while ago.
Oh, Tobias.
No,
did Tobias fuck
LA
up? Do we need to call Tobias and ask him what's going on? I think Tobias needs to explain to our legion of listeners.
Well, we don't have a show.
It's all right. We're more interesting.
No, we do have a show, Len. You won't be going to get a smoke, you fiend. No, Tobias has never been to a show. He's never been to a show. Wait, yeah, who invited... Len! Where are you going? Why are you allowing her on my radio?
Say hello.
Hello?
Oh, no.
She's got a nice little...
Just talking to the microphone, sweetheart. Yeah, right there.
Right here?
Yeah, talking to it.
I feel like we're on the Howard Stern show now.
Oh, yeah, well, we're just going to get that way. So, fuck, marry, kill, Megan.
Okay.
Salma Hayek, Penelope Cruz, Sofia Vergara. I want to hear what she says.
All right.
Can you show me pictures of who they are again?
No.
I don't know who they are.
I go back to Aunt Jemima, Chiquita Banana.
Are you one of those Darien broads who knows nothing about Hollywood? Don't you people know Hollywood is the most important thing this country has? It keeps us in business. There's no recession. Hollywood is the most important thing this country has.
Then why don't they give up 50% of their profits to the government then?
You don't deserve it.
Well, they keep wanting to never give. They all want everybody else to give up their money for taxes.
No, they don't. I'm sure they'd pay higher taxes. Tom Hanks will pay higher taxes if you ask him. You know who Tom Hanks is, Megan?
It's a you.
Yes, I do.
All right, so who else?
What's your favorite Tom Hanks movie? Mission Impossible 1 or 2?
Neither of those.
Okay, neither of those, she says. Okay.
You're such
You're lighting up the radio lines here, Megan.
Oh, are you sure?
The ratings are going through the roof right now.
People are probably just in shock that there's a girl here.
That's almost good.
Oh, that's good. See, she is good for the show.
Who said? You? Mikey said. Mikey's now in control of what's good for the show.
That's why I said he's my favorite.
Mikey's your favorite? Fuck, marry, kill Matthew Aaron, Mikey Terzo, Lenny Cannata. Go.
You can't do that.
Go. Go.
Well, I know I'm getting married.
No, you're getting killed, Bill.
Nope. I think I'll keep Mikey around.
For what? Marry or fuck?
I'll marry Mikey. I'll fuck you, and we'll go kill Lenny.
Oh!
He's already over there anyway.
You know what? I'm all for that. I actually like those.
We'll take him by my leg and leave him in the ditch. The vultures will eat him.
Wow. Lenny's getting killed in all this. And he doesn't even know because he's doing that thing where he looks at his phone. I think Megan could take you, Len. I think she could take you. She'd kill you. Are you a tough bitch?
I try.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Remember when we met? You got mad at me?
I was ready to jump across the table and strangle you. I was 2 seconds from it.
Why
I went in.
What did I do?
You called me a bitch, and you had a very strong, aggressive, negative opinion towards women and their feelings.
Whoa. That's not true.
And she's doing it so eloquently.
That's not true. I never.
You know, Lenny, this makes me think about that picture I sent you earlier.
I've never had a problem. I've never had a problem with women. Ever. Women love me.
Yeah.
I'm a lovable guy.
Your sister didn't look too lovingly when she came downstairs.
Oh, I'm just busting balls. Should we call Tobias?
Talk about when you went for the trap of the
lovables. All right, we're calling Tobias. Yeah, talk about how you tried out for the lovables and obviously didn't get in.
I never.
Oh, okay. You could have gotten in, is what I meant to say.
The boat that didn't?
Oh, yeah. What happened?
She got stuck working fight night.
Straighten out this Matt Walsh thing.
Tobias! Laura!
He's not going to answer. He's too good.
Sorry.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello. All right, fuck Blog Talk Radio. I'm done with this chop.
Wait, no. Did you hear? The phone call was starting.
I know. We were gonna have a conversation with ourselves.
He was gonna hear us talking to him through his radio.
No.
Hey, call him again.
Pat. Oh, here we go. Now, Lenny, you got killed in Mary Fuck Kill. By the way,
what? But, compared to who?
Megan. Oh, he's getting married.
We
I'm
did,
getting
we did
fucked.
Mary
you're
fuck
getting
kill
killed.
For Megan
You'd
with...
fuck him over me.
That's right, pal. You're out.
You were just talking about how you like to watch CNN. What does she have to look forward to?
She said the vultures are going to eat you. Your dead carcass.
It's okay. Bring her down by the boat this week.
Is this how women treat you all the time, Len?
I told
her.
No. Not all the time?
Actually, I really don't care. All women are miserable anyway. Except for my mother.
Aww. I got to tell you something. Where's my guest?
So now we need a lot of filler.
Apparently,
where's my guest? I was not prepared for this type of filler.
He called in listening. He's like, these people are jag-offs.
I was not prepared for this type of filler. Oh, Matt's in town this week.
Matt,
I'm going to go see him in Darien. Matt Walsh.
Oh.
He's at a bookstore in Darien on Friday.
He has a book?
You should have had him
come
by the
house. Why is he at a bookstore? Reading?
I have no idea.
Picking up chicks in the cafe at the Barnes & Noble?
Hey there, sweetheart.
It is, sweetheart. I see.
It's probably not his fault, though, because I'm having problems with Blog Talk Radio. What new there?
Well, why don't you ask your producer to execute a much better
show
setup here?
Which producer would that be?
Alex.
Alex Luis.
Adam, we can't blame.
Who's not
Adam here? Is having his homecoming right now.
Who's not here? Tobias.
Let's call Tobias again.
I tried calling him.
Actually, no. This isn't Caesar's fault because Caesar's responsible for whatchamacallit, editing the website and all the other stuff.
you know,
editing.
Well, no, he does a lot with the website and editing the shows and everything. Trying to save the show some reputation.
All right, now wait. Pat's writing me a message. It says typing. Patrick
when
is typing.
In reality, his fat hands are just resting on the keyboard.
You know what the best part is? Is that he hears this in a lag, so you're going to hear us talking about him in about 15 seconds.
Yeah, he's going to be like, fuck you guys. I'm no Pizza Hut for you.
Uh-oh.
He confirmed he was supposed to call in at 6:30 Pacific time. We got no word on the Matt Walsh yet.
So maybe we should call
Matt
Walsh.
So Pat should try to get a hold of him.
So want to wrap this up.
So Pat, when you hear this, in 10 minutes, call him, would you?
Yeah, Pat.
Or else I'm going to have to keep playing Fuck, Marry, Kill.
If you want to leave the basement, call us.
Or Pat, why don't you call into the show here so we can talk to you?
We'll have Pat Tobias as our guest.
I'm going to have to keep playing. Ooh, that's a good idea. We should have Pat Tobias.
Megan, would you like to
call him
again? What with me right now?
All right, I'll call him.
By the way, I just want to throw this out here. I think, Megan, you would be a great phone sex operator.
I may end up calling my friend.
Hello?
Hear me?
Hello?
Matt, you got to record the way he says hello.
Hello? Pat.
Hello?
Hello?
Who is this?
Pat.
What?
Okay, there you are. Would you explain to our listeners this Matt Walsh situation, the four that are still around?
I don't know the situation. He was supposed to call at 8:30 our time, 6:30 Pacific, and lo and behold, he has not called.
No, if you're like naked right now.
I just emailed him. I'm waiting to hear. I don't know.
You're busting my producer's balls right now.
Who said I was talking about your producer?
Pat Tobias.
I thought Caesar was the producer.
He's the other one.
You have a lot of producers.
And they're not producing much.
Well, it's like Village Trustees in Melrose Park. There's a lot
of them. Even on.
Yeah, it's on, Lenny. You're good. People hear you just fine. All right, pal. You go.
I want more of this burger, dog, sandwiches, and meatloaf.
Well, here's what's going to happen. I'm sorry to tell my listeners this, but if no Matt Walsh in like 20 minutes, I'm going to Tap House Bar and Grill. I'm going to have me
we're going to have more of those wontons.
Yeah. Those things were out of
how
this world.
How good were they?
The wontons.
They were very, very good.
We're going to have the wontons, and then we're going to have maybe a burger stuffed with cheese because it's Wednesday. I think it's $2 burger.
It is. It's Kobe beef burgers for 4.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it's
yeah.
Okay because I got to make a few phone calls anyway. So.
Oh, yeah? Who do you got to call?
Ghostbusters.
Hey, where's your other pinky ring? Today was not a two pinky ring
day? It's not a dress pant day.
Okay.
Mikey, do you have any questions for Mr. Tobias?
No, I'd just like to meet him someday.
Describe your surroundings right now, Pat.
I don't know. It's really dark. I can't see anything around me.
Spider Hole, Afghanistan.
Are you on a
with
rock?
The 1st Marine Division.
I don't know where I am.
Sounds like a CNN reporter reporting.
He doesn't know where
front.
He is.
I don't know where I am.
Any questions about Pizza Hut, Mikey?
No,
he doesn't want any updates on the Pie Hut.
Have you tried the new Pizzolo?
I have not. I'm still waiting to try that.
So, what does your diet consist of on a regular basis?
I don't know. Whatever Pizza Hut makes.
Whatever Pizza Hut, man.
You know, have you tried the Sarpino's yet?
I don't even know what that is.
It's another to take out place.
I know, but it's better than Pizza Hut and Domino's.
Wait, Pat. Marry, fuck, kill. Sofia Vergara, Penelope Cruz, Salma Hayek. Go.
Oh, that's a tough one. Okay. Sofia Vergara, kill. Right away.
You thank you.
Zach.
Yes. Who are the others?
Penelope Cruz.
Penelope Cruz. Yeah, I'd probably marry her.
See? Taste. This
Why
guy, we have the same
Sofia
scorecard.
That means
I'm still going with Salma Hayek.
Because she's that a voice of Sofia's. You'd kill her after a minute.
Let me tell you something. Have you seen that commercial?
Burger King?
No, the milk. Well, that's a good one, too.
She has a Burger King.
The milk commercial with her daughter, the milk commercial.
Is she beating her?
Looks like the kind of girl, man, I want to be her, have her as my wife. That means she looks good with the kids.
I've heard great.
Still attractive, taking care of herself.
I've heard great things about Salma. I've heard great things about her. Now, wait. Pat, you would kill Sofia Vergara because of the voice, though, right?
Yeah, doesn't she kind of look like a dude?
Does she look like a dude?
No, I don't think Sofia Vergara looks like a dude.
Well, he can't really see well. It's dark in the cave.
Apparently.
Yes. It's very dark in here.
Because they love Sofia Vergara.
I said I'd marry Salma Hayek.
Oh, yeah, but Sofia Vergara was your fuck.
Yeah.
You'd have to muggle.
Wait. I got one. I got one for you, Matt.
You got a marry, fuck, kill?
I got a marry, fuck, kill.
Okay. Mikey has a marry, fuck, kill.
Let's do... This is marry, fuck, kill for Matt. I'm going to go with Marissa Tomei.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I know where that is.
Lorraine Bracco, 1985.
Okay.
And
everything on the show has to do with Italians, doesn't it?
Now it does.
And
we were trying to be Hispanic.
I'm gonna go with who's the other one that I want to go with? Edie Falco.
Ooh.
Marissa Tomei, Mary.
All right, Mary, Marissa Tomei, fuck Edie Falco, kill Lorraine Bracco.
All right, I like that.
Unfortunately, it's unfortunate because Lorraine's probably the coolest one of the bunch.
She is pretty cool.
Like as a person.
Really?
Maybe. Yeah.
More than Marissa?
Yeah, she's a good time. Lorraine likes to get drunk, I bet.
You think?
I'm taking an imagine here.
She's like the female Kanata.
I don't know. My inner Tony Soprano
She's the female Lenny.
What the hell is that supposed to mean, pal?
It means you like to have a couple cocktails, you have a good time.
Doesn't everyone?
You get kicked out of Alex Janulius' place every now and then.
Yeah, who cares?
Oh, wait, that's me.
Oh, you were with me. Yeah, because you were doing Ric Flair. But you know what? You know what? I wasn't that heartbroken when they asked us to leave.
No, neither was I.
Buffalo, and neither was MasterCard when I asked them to cancel.
By the way, can I openly say on my show how much I do not like Alex Janulius? I just don't like
him. Yeah, he's not running anymore. I think everybody else found out about him.
Yeah. He was ripping people off, wasn't he? Or I can't prove it. They can't prove allegedly.
Allegedly.
Pat, Marissa Tomei, 85 Lorraine Bracco, Edie Falco. Fuck, marry, kill.
Oh, I'd marry Marissa Tomei. I'd kill both of the others. Don't need them.
You'd kill both of the others?
And put them in.
Yeah.
What if we throw Hayden Panettiere in the mix?
Oh.
She is so small.
Oh, I like her.
I like her.
Oh, I like her a lot. But that ruins the game. There needs to be three.
Yeah, you're putting a 20. How old is she now? 23?
Yeah. Well, how about Hayden Panettiere, Miley Cyrus, Emma Roberts? Fuck, marry, kill.
I'm just taking Hayden Panettiere.
Scream 4.
I don't care about the other two. I'll just take Hayden.
I'm trying to think Emma Roberts.
You wouldn't even fuck Miley Cyrus?
Oh, wait. Here's a better one. What if we do... Hold on. What about Alyssa Milano,
uh-huh.
Marissa Tomei,
uh-huh.
and the girl from CSI New York?
Cela Ward?
The girl that has nice wavy hair.
Not Cela Ward.
No.
CSI New York? Oh, Mariska Hargitay? That's SVU, a Law and Order.
No. There's this one where she had like the wavy hair. She's real pretty. She's on like the cop team.
She's on the cop team?
Maybe.
You know how many cop shows there are, Mikey? She's on the cop team.
I'm sorry, man, I'm not good with TV acting.
This show is going faster downhill than your career right now.
By the way, I love how you brought that up 20 minutes after the fact.
Just saying.
My career hit rock bottom at a 40-minute mark. We're at the hour mark now. But I love how Lenny has to hit the bottom of the ditch to realize that we're going down.
I have a question. Has anybody here actually had an actual Tom Collins?
I have.
Yeah.
No, that was one of my drinks.
Yeah,
sour
mix
and
gin.
Yeah, the Tom Collins. I used to always have those.
Do you like gin? I'm not a real gin guy.
If it's good gin.
I was on a gin kick for a while.
But not like Tanqueray.
Hold on.
Not Tanqueray.
If you guys don't think you like gin, you got to go to Gibson's and have a tossed salad.
Is that service provided in the bathroom? Or?
Hey, I've seen who works in the bathroom. I don't want a tossed salad.
Go to the Oakbrook location, ask for Duffy, and tell him you want a tossed salad.
What's a tossed salad, Mike?
It's something with some sort of cucumber gin. It's very good, though.
Sure, it's not cucumber vodka. I never knew they had
cucumber gin.
I don't know.
Gin
is the way you
like a pine.
Hey, Mikey, pine the way you said it, I thought it was cucumbered asshole.
It's very good.
But is that cucumbered asshole?
No. There's no produce.
The original martini was actually the gin martini.
It
I
is.
Used to drink those.
I used to like
those. Are pretty good.
There's this place I used to go to. I used to get the Dean Martini. It was a giant martini made with Bombay Sapphire, a little vermouth, extra dirty. And it had four jumbo olives. Two were blue cheese and two were anchovies.
I love the anchovy olive.
Very, like, a lot of sodium.
I love an anchovy olive.
What?
Hey, Pat, have you tried tweeting Matt Walsh?
Have I tried? No, I haven't tried tweeting him.
We're never having this guy on the radio again.
Who, Matt Walsh?
Yeah.
Is he on the outs now? You pat it?
He's out. Matt's out. Sorry, Tom.
You know what's
You're
funny? He's going to call it. I bet you he's going to call in.
This happened one other time, and it was with Taylor Hicks from American Idol. Right?
Yeah, that's right.
Really wanted Taylor Hicks on the show. He's a big fan. And
Justin Bieber fan, too, I hear.
Are you a Justin Bieber fan, Pat?
No, I don't think so.
Hey, he lets him out every so often for a concert.
You know, I'm just going to throw this. I bet you we're going to be over here like, man, what the hell's with this guy? He's going to call in at 8 o'clock L.A. time.
Oh, as soon as I hang up the show, he's going to call in.
He's probably on a flight right now coming to fucking beat the shit out of you right now.
He's probably at my doorstep because I think he's in town.
Okay.
Yeah. I like Matt, but this is very confusing. I don't know where he is. This is very confusing.
Maybe.
It could have been on our end because Blog Talk sucks. Are you beatboxing now?
Oh, God.
Oh, so I was watching Ghostbusters 2 the other day?
Great movie.
Okay, I bounce back and forth on this. The other day, I now feel it doesn't suck. I like it.
What did you think it sucked for in the first place?
Ghostbusters 2?
Yeah.
Depends on the day of the week. I think it's no good.
I'm dumbfounded.
You know, I'm just surprised that. But Ghostbusters and Ghostbusters 2 are on a very short list of movies I could watch over and over again.
Yeah,
I mean, what a
great
movie. Did you see that post? Len, did you see that posting on my Facebook about I was born in the 80s and grew up in the...
Oh, yeah, I saw that, yeah. We had Ghostbusters, Thundercats.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles.
Turtles,
yeah.
Lenny sounds like he's talking to a tin can. I can hear it over here. He's like, let me tell you about Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters is the way to go.
Hey, let's make funny mic noises for an hour.
Good night and good luck.
Here comes the fart machine.
Well, if you listen to some of those old wow, we have nothing. Caesar's rightfully rolling over in his bedroom or wherever he is right now.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
He's probably very miserable right now. He's like, really, the fart machine?
They don't want the fart machine. I can't believe we still have an audience after all this.
Is there anybody actually listening right now?
That is not the fart machine. That is
that
really
was
mad.
Pat. That was Pat Tobias on the other line.
Sticks
in that cave of yours.
Yep, that was me. My bad.
So, let's talk some websites here. Grease Freaks. Grease Freaks. Have you been?
No.
Okay, so basically, Grease Freaks is like a. This guy who tried every Italian beef in town, every hot dog in town, every burger in town, and he reviewed them.
Come on, I haven't made a website.
No. Have you gone to what's your... You know what else is a great... You know what else is a great blog is what's your beef. What's
is this
your
strictly
beef? I feel like
Chicago?
I could be
yeah,
a very...
Strictly Chicago.
I could be a lead contributor on these websites.
Strictly Chicago. Yeah, you could be a lead contributor on these.
How did you find this website?
Let's go up about this Grease Freak, Sam, because I got a little bit of a bone to pick right now. I'd like to see what you know. What I said to those people on Yelp about Gene and Jude. And I have no fear of saying it again. Did I tell you about that, Lenny?
No. Oh, tell the Gene and Jude story.
Okay. So these people, I go on Gene and Jude. I'm looking up the Yelp. I see Gene and Jude's on there. I start looking, and I start seeing all these reviews, like 2-page reviews about them complaining about how there's no ketchup at the Gene and Jude's.
See, that's like a dumb complaint.
I know.
That's
it's like,
theme there.
I mean, that's like going to a fried chicken restaurant and complaining that they don't serve, you know, like, I don't know, hot dogs. It's fucking retarded. So, I just copy and paste it. Because you can send people a compliment on the review. So I go, listen to me. I don't know where the fuck you get off making comments like this. About
so instead of sending them a compliment, you send them a threat.
This is nice. I go, I don't know where the fuck you get off making compliments like this about the hot dog stand. But why don't you do us all a favor? The next time you decide you want to come over here, stop by the Jewel, pick up a bottle of ketchup, and go fuck yourself.
Well,
I love
that
how you're threatening.
Informed,
you're threatening compliment. People on Yelp.
So, all right. Gene and Jude's, best hot dog in town?
You know, it's very good.
What's the best one in town?
It's one of the best. There really isn't a best. There a lot of different hot dogs are different. I think that Jimmy's over on Grand and Pulaski is a very it's starting to get a lot more popular, but a little more of the hush hush end of it, and it's also very good. But Gene and Jude's is wonderful.
Gene and Jude's is wonderful. What is, Lenny, the best hot dog in town for you?
Couldn't tell you.
You know, hold on. I'm going to just throw this out. Another really unknown hot dog place. If you haven't been, you got to stop by Parsi's. Parsi's on the northwest side. It's very, very small. It's like a little shack. It's so weird in there. But they have a Parsi's dog. It's like gray. It looks really odd. And they have these weird onions that they make. I'm telling you, it's outstanding. One of the other
ones. You like Parsi's. Lenny,
I have to say, and the place isn't there anymore, the original Parkies on Roosevelt Road.
Parkies is good.
The original that was, it's a lot better than the one they,
you don't like the new one on Harlem?
It's a shithole compared to the original. Yeah, I like the original Parkies.
Parkies, huh?
Favorite beef in town?
If we take out the,
yeah.
If we were to take out the lack of meat in the sandwich.
Okay.
I'm going to go with
Johnny's.
Johnny's.
I would say not Johnny's.
I'm going to go with Johnny's.
No.
I loved Carm's, but they're gone.
Yeah, Johnny's has a good flavored beef. It's
but
different.
It's not the best in the city.
It's different. It's different.
It's
a lot
good.
Of beef is
it's
different.
Good. Look, yeah, it's good. Really it's a 3.5 star beef, but it ain't 4.
Well, what's your favorite beef? Don't tell me Teddy's.
I didn't say Teddy's, right, did go, I? Go well, Ronnie's smoked beef's pretty damn good.
Yeah, it could have used a little bit more oregano and some black pepper, but it was very good.
Let them know. But he'll probably put some in next time. But 4-star beef, huh? I don't know.
You know what? I mean, not to butter his balls, but our friend does have
Pat. Pat has a good beef.
Pat has a
4-star
beef.
Best beef in
no,
the town.
No, not the best beef.
Not
in
the
town.
Best beef. In
actually,
town.
Actually, hold on. I want to throw this out here. You'd never know it, but if you haven't tried it, because I know it's one of your favorite places, we got it for our lunch one time, and he brought it. Cassano's Pizzeria.
Cassano's has a very good beef.
A very good beef.
Very good beef. That was on my short list.
I mean, that is, I was shocked at how
very
good
it was. One of we may go there. We should go there for food after the show.
Yeah, he might want to, you know, follow, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you and your Cassano's.
Man, this show used to have so much more substance when you did it in L.A.
That
since
when,
you've been back in Chicago, wow. Well, yeah, now it's just
how many people
it's back to what it used to be.
How many people in LA are listening going, what the fuck are these
what the
people
fuck is wrong with these people?
Who is this greaseballs.com?
No wonder the rest of the country looks
why
down
does,
on Chicago.
Why does Matt Walsh only talk about hot dogs?
Well, the first 40 minutes of the Conan O'Brien show was him basically
that's
saying how
we
drunk
should
and fat
do. Have
we
one
are.
Of our random friends calling his Matt
it really
Walsh.
Was. Yeah, the quiz 4.7 million
Pat,
bars. Oh, look at this. The Irish Heritage Center. There's
wait,
a bar on every floor.
Pat Tobias,
you know,
still
the
here?
Biggest breasts on the men.
Pat,
have heard
Pat
that.
I'm going to ask you all the questions I was going to ask Matt Walsh, and you answer them, okay?
Well, yeah, that's not going to be any fun.
Welcome to the show. How you doing, pal?
Doing good. Doing good.
First of all, congratulations on Veep. We are so excited for that show. I'm a big fan of HBO. I love Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Why is it not called VP? I don't get it.
Why is it not called VP? That's the first question out of the shooter there, Matt.
You know, not my call. Couldn't tell you.
Not your call, couldn't tell you. Thank you for that long-winded answer there, Matt. Matt, could you help me out with something here? I was wondering, Mr. Walsh, when are you going to be coming to Illinois next? We'd love to see you here.
Would you really love to see me?
Well, I don't know what that tone.
Do you have
are you
red
coming
hair?
To my house and like beating my
do you have red
do you have red hair, Mr. Walsh?
Reddish. Yes, you could say that.
You'll be doing an appearance at Frugal's on Friday, correct?
That is true. Your facts are correct.
Can you tell me more about this appearance at Frugal's in Darien?
I don't know. You tell me about it. I don't know.
Matt, you're such a kidder. Of course we all know you're going there to do a podcast and just meet some fans and have a good
quite
time.
Quite the entertainer, this
guy. That's right. Now I remember.
You're as entertaining as you were last time you were on the show so far. Just a little performance review between me and you.
Maybe he's having some performance anxiety.
You were really good last time. This time I'm not feeling it so much, Matt.
So is Veep renewed for another season?
Is Veep renewed for another season?
Veep.
I don't know. You'll have to Google it.
Why don't you Google it? Thank you.
Well, this guy is not paid by the
all
word.
All right. To thanks all for our being on the show, Matt. I really appreciate it. We'll have to have you on again.
One of our best interviews to date. That's actually Mike Binder's favorite interview because it took 5 minutes. But unfortunately, there's another hour and 5 minutes of
all right,
show
all right,
that
let's
went
get
by.
Back, what, favorite, back to the favorite
back
beef.
To the food.
All right. Hold on.
Pat, what's your favorite hot dog in the Chicagoland area?
Eat Pizza Hut.
I don't know. I don't really eat hot dogs.
Oscar Mayer?
Oscar Mayer Ballpark, you know.
Barrett at Aldi?
Yeah. what's your favorite beef in town? You don't eat hot dogs. We got that.
Well, see, this is where you're all going to hate me, because I don't eat Italian beef.
Eat Irish
you really beef? Just eat fucking Pizza Hut.
Yeah. I don't eat all that stuff.
Well, we'll come back to Pat in a minute. Let's round out our discussion with gentlemen. What favorite pizza? Matt, go ahead.
Favorite pizza?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now I'm going to divide this into two categories.
Thin crust.
Thin and thick.
Okay, thick is easy for me. I'm a Geno's East guy. Through
really?
And through. I love Lou's. There's a bunch of like, small
have
joints
you,
that are great,
have,
like
have,
pie and
have
like.
You, have you tried Burt's or Pequot's yet?
I have had Pequot's. I've had Paisano's. I haven't tried Burt's. Burt's is the one in the suburbs, right? North suburbs.
Well,
you have to call ahead for the pie.
Burt's and Pequot's, I think we're both in the suburbs. Pequot's opened up in.
But Burt's, you got to call ahead for a pie,
I
right?
I think so, yeah.
Burt's kind of an asshole, I heard.
He's eclectic. We'll just leave it.
Yeah, there. That's what I heard. No, I mean, if I'm in a. If I have to make a decision right out of the gate, it's Geno's East.
I
love Geno's
East. You like the cornmeal?
There's just something about the Geno's East pie that tastes like home.
Now, let me ask you a question. What is, tell me about Pequot's. I haven't had the Pequot's experience yet. I know it's supposed to be.
It's like a Lou Malnati's.
Pequot's is good. Yeah, it's like a Lou Malnati's. Yeah.
Is it
same
better?
With Paisano's. Paisano's was actually Lou Malnati's brother.
Yeah, Rudy Malnati.
Rudy, right.
Yeah.
Is Pequot's better than Lou's? Ooh.
I mean, because I guess what I'm looking for is it smaller, it's newer, is it has somebody finally taken the recipe that Lou Malnati came up with that is the reason why we have essentially Geno's East and Uno's and Due's, and has somebody finally excelled past that? Because as we all know, for being typical Chicagoans and true Chicagoans...
Well, Lou's excelled past Uno's and Due's.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, no, actually, but Lou Malnati worked for...
I know, but it's way better than Uno's and Due's.
The point I'm trying to make is that there's that specific style that Geno's, Lou's, and Uno's and Due's and Paisano's have that all the other like little mom-and-pop pizza shops can't replicate. So has Pequot's finally gone above and beyond that, or is it still kind of much on the same plane level?
You know what? I'm going to call a lifeline here. Mr. Matt Walsh, do you like Pequot's or Lou's?
Either or.
Either or. Either
we're
or
still
or
talking
to
Tobias.
Yeah. All right. But Pequot's is worth trying.
Yeah, either or.
Now, was Paisano's any different than Lou Malnati's, or was it pretty much the same thing?
No, Paisano's is different.
Is
Lenny,
it?
You'd say Paisano's has different flavor than
yeah,
Lou's.
Yeah, there's a different flavor.
There's a big difference,
is
I
it,
think.
Is it, well, how do you
they don't do the butter crust like Lou's.
All right, because my go-to line, would you say you're...
No, because it's kind of like you have Home Run Inn.
Yeah.
But then you also have a couple other joints, I think like Falco's or somewhere
and
else.
Vito and Nick's.
No, but which are all from the same Home Run Inn family chain.
Oh.
And
oh.
The crusts are the same.
Okay.
And the
Falco's is
very,
not as good as Home Run Inn,
so
though.
It's the crust is very
sure.
similar.
Sure.
So would you say then? Would you say that?
And Home Run Inn, I feel that they've changed their
they
recipe
changed.
Almost. It's, from 8 years ago.
I really like Home Run Inn.
It's not bad. So, Len, would you say that...
The frozen I still like. The frozen tastes like the original. The shit coming out of the restaurants now tastes different.
You don't like
shit.
It? Really?
No, it tastes like shit.
All right, for thick crust...
Like shit! God damn it.
For a thick crust pizza, you're going Lou Malnati.
No. For thick crust pizza, I'm going to go with a non-traditional pie pizza. I'm going with Freddy's on 16th Street. Well, that's not really a thick crust.
Yeah,
that's like an in-between.
That's like a Sicilian
yeah.
pan pizza.
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't want to throw.
But for thin crust, I'm gonna go with JC's Pub on Joliet Road in McCook.
That's good. That's good. By the way, we could probably go there before our movie tomorrow.
Yeah, we can.
It's right
the
in
the
area.
Sweet. It's
that's what I like about Palermo's on 95th.
Yeah.
The jelly and the sauce. The jelly and the sauce.
Yeah, it's a little bit sweeter of a sauce.
I was going to say thin crust. Vito and Nick's is great. Cassano's is good.
Because I'm sick of just that paste, that bitter fucking
But my
paste they put
favorite
on
pie, thin eat. Crust, is Palermo's.
On 95th?
Yes.
It's good.
Yes, I
love
it.
You know what? I got to say, when made right, the original Vito and Nick's.
It's great. It's fantastic.
Here's the one thing. We all know about the South Side. Okay, whether it be the Burbs or Chicago. But I'm going to throw this out here. The one thing that they have the best thin crust pizza in Chicago.
Who's that?
The South Side of Chicago, South Suburbs.
I agree.
They pioneered it. And that's why I hate all these people outside Chicago. Oh, it's always deep dish. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, Pat Tobias, are you there, or is it still Matt Walsh?
No, I'm here.
You know what the best pizza is in L.A.?
None.
Pizza Hut.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Very happy to know your number one pizza choice.
I was not
choice.
Overly impressed with the food in L.A.
It's because you eat at the wrong joint.
You know
oh,
what?
Really?
Yes.
The serving sizes were a little
substandard. Hold on.
Maybe you could use some substandard serving sizes.
See, look, when we offend this little fucking town.
Maybe you could use some substandard serving sizes, you fat fuck.
Mr. Chow.
So
duck,
far.
Not overly good.
No, the duck was not really good.
Would you stop? You just raved about the duck.
No, I said no.
Oh, the shrimp.
The shrimp.
But that little place we went to was really good.
Listen.
That's what I was going to bring up. Josh Cuisine, which we did the review, is at the Beverly Hills.
You know what?
It's a little, that place was outstanding.
You know what? You could probably lose 80 pounds if you lived in L.A. with your little substandard service.
No, you just have to order double. No, the little Italian place he took us to was actually not bad,
Pizza
too.
Fantastic. That's fantastic.
But I
favorite.
Think as far as food, we're still tops.
Yeah,
no. We definitely have L.A. on food.
By far.
You do have
no
L.A.
No one goes
on
to L.A. for the food.
Look,
Maybe I do.
It hasn't done well for
you. We're not even being biased on this one. I will tell you one thing. The one thing I do love about L.A., I am in love with the fact that there's no Dunkin' Donuts, and they have all these nice mom-and-pop donut shops that are just outstanding. I love that. And you know what else we didn't go that looked like a fantastic place that I could eat at almost every day? It was Dupars.
Dupars is all right. It's not great.
No?
Coral in Burbank is a great little diner.
Do they have the pie there?
Coral has pie. It's fresh. It's good.
That's one thing we do lack here in Chicago. And then you get a lot
they
of
got
lot
a lot
too.
Of great
we
pie
We don't have
joint.
A lot of places that are like little diners do good baked pie.
They got a lot of good baked pies
we have
in
decent,
L.A.
like little dive diners, but no
L.A.
No.
L.A. is the best for baked goods. Now, I haven't had New York, but...
I don't know about that.
Have you had New York?
First off, donuts aren't baked, pal. They're fried.
What?
Donuts.
I'm talking about pies, you... Fuck.
Okay, there's a lot more than baked goods than just pies.
Cause the
I'm talking about baked goods.
I said there's a lot more to baked goods.
The Puerto Ricans in L.A. make some of the best baked goods you'll ever have.
There's not a lot of Puerto Ricans in L.A.
The Cubans.
Matt.
No, there's not a lot of Cubans. They're Mexican.
People are sleeping.
Sorry, I apologize.
Now, baked goods, I can't go, I don't know if I can go as far as Matt, but the bread is definitely different.
The bread's very soft in L.A.
Yeah, it's too soft. It's not that good traditional hard.
It's too soft.
Maybe it's the salt in the water.
I don't know.
No, the water's no good in L.A. It's no good. What's wrong with the air now, pal?
There's nothing.
Oh, you guys are so funny. You know what? Hey, it could be worse. You could be Irish like Tobias and have to eat soda bread every
Well,
day.
According to those pricks that we ran into the spread one day, Lenny's Irish, I guess.
Yeah. That was a good time.
That was great.
And I was puzzled. I looked at myself from the reflection. As the fight started, I turned around in the mirror. I'm like,
Yeah, they weren't doing much.
Pinky ring.
They weren't doing much.
Well, because the freaking door fell off the car.
It was pretty funny.
That was classic.
That was
classic.
Blonde moment for her.
We should hang out downtown sometime, Lenny. We haven't hung out downtown.
You know
in a
where
while.
I am at every weekend now during the summer.
Look, I don't. We don't need an invite. We just need somebody to pick up the phone so we know when and where we're going.
There
you
go.
Know the location, the general location.
So what am
I the
do?
General location.
I'm just going to show up there at 10 a.m. in the morning and wait for them to get there, so then I know I'm there on time.
There's a pretty good chance. Well, no, because we dilly-dally, too.
Do you dilly-dally?
That's why, you know, when your friends call, you pick up the phone. Hey, what's going on? Nah, not much, pal. What time are you going down the bus? I think we're going to get there like 6 or 1. okay, that sounds good. I'll see you down there. Let me know if anything changes. Great. Mm. Boom. Done. Made like magic. Mm.
Just like magic.
Some people pick up the phone. That's all.
You're the one to talk, pal.
What do you mean, me? What did I do?
Well, I'm not going to lie. Apparently, if we had this conversation with Pat, you know.
Why don't you call Pat? I haven't actually talked
to him. He's working, I thought.
It's Wednesday. Yeah,
call him up. He works at one of the. His family owns one of the most famous beef stands in all of
Chicago. Yeah, but DeStefano and I got some talking to do.
Just call him.
You guys got some private issues you got to work out.
Yes, we do.
I love you and you're in
all right, I'll
deep
call.
Deep river.
I'll call DeStefano.
Which Moon River, by the way?
Moon River.
Deep River?
Moon River, Old Man River.
You know, we should start doing some karaoke right now. You want throw on Summer Wind or something.
Hold that, I'm calling the step.
My life
been
depending on a doggy little kiss.
Summer.
The
Stefano. You said. Me too, Kanata. As you stare at. Obviously.
It's coming from a number here. Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 8.
I got it. Yeah. Barely. Just in time. So
well,
the first number.
Who'd you do that to? The celeb you had on.
Tons. Jimmy Palumbo, Annabelle Gurwitz.
Whoa. You shouldn't be reporting.
I shouldn't be repeating this.
No,
yeah.
That never happened.
That never happened.
Let's talk about that fun interview we had with the. No, Jimmy. Oh, the makeup artist we had.
Oh, yeah.
That called in and started screaming at Jimmy.
That was funny.
Have you got any calls, by the way, at all from anybody, Matt?
Today?
Yeah.
I haven't been looking. I've been looking for Matt Walsh.
You should be looking. I mean, we should take a call right now. What else we got going on?
You want to call Chucky?
No. Do we have any people?
Oh.
Hey, you know,
right
hey.
Yeah. Okay. Write me a number.
Here, I'll just pull it up on my phone.
Let's start prank calling. We're going to start prank calling. I don't know. Probably.
Hello?
Oh, not yet. No. Not right now. It could have been before. We lost Blog Talk for like 10 minutes. I couldn't look
at it. If anyone out there, you could happily call and we'll talk to you.
It's the 708 one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep ticking.
All right. 708. I'm not going to read off the red.
Weren't we supposed to call Jenny Lynn?
Oh, yeah. We'll call. Okay.
Good?
Okay, we got some phone calls to make. You'll do this.
Is it Sal's Roofing?
He's...
How is this area code?
7084951367 is not available right now. Please leave a detailed message after the tone.
I think you called his number.
I did call his number. We're leaving him a message right now.
Oh, we're leaving him a message right now?
On accident. What's the number again? Let me see.
Hold on. All right. Let me text him real quick.
All right. Oh, should we call Jenny Lynn?
Who's Jenny Lynn?
Did she ever reply to any of those things?
Yes. Would you like to explain to the kind folks who Jenny Lynn is?
She is a girl I met in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get her to come out visit me in Chicago. Come
You're
up, party,
hotwire her.
Yeah.
Hotwire. All right, hold that. Well, yeah, because it's every stripper's name at least one place. What? Similar to stripper. What are you hanging up for? We're calling her.
Is this? Oh.
What are you doing? Need to call her. Now you're running away.
Don't go anywhere. Come on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Who's up?
How you doing?
Who is this?
No, I'm sitting here with someone you know very well who's running away.
What?
The radio.
I can't hear anything. Hold on. My fucking reception sucks. All right. Who is this?
Is this Jenny Lynn?
This is Jenny Lynn.
This is the Matthew Aaron Show. Matthew Aaron calling you. How are you? We met in Vegas.
Hi.
Yes,
we did, darling.
Hi, darling. How you doing?
Mr. Lynn Canada's here, too, as
Hi.
Well. How's it going?
I am not doing that great. You know, I'm at a really shitty fucking club in Arizona, but whatever. You know, get my hustler ass back up the hustler soon.
Wow.
Well, at the Hustler. That's right. That's right. It's a nice little club. Friendly environment. Why are you in Arizona?
Friendly environment, free booze. Well, you know, there's the things in life where you got to go home every once in a while, you know, feed cats, meow. Well, also the other part is I went to fucking EDC on Sunday, and partied a little too hard, and so, you know, took one day to recover, and then went back to work, and I was like, I'm tired. I need to go clean my cat ears and my fuzzy boot things.
So wait, what's it
mean? Recover from the rave.
The rave? Oh, you went to,
she's
good
out
old
there
rave.
Raging.
Yes.
Jenny has a TV show on YouTube, right, Jenny?
Yes, the Jenny Lynn Show.
Where can we find
website.
Jenny Lynn Show? It's on
YouTube. If you go, yes, it's on YouTube. You're going to go, just Google me, Jenny Lynn Show. I'm the first one that comes up on Google. Or you can look for Jenny Lynn R.I. on YouTube.
Now, Jenny, let me, and by the way, it's a phenomenal show. There's this one clip that Jenny showed me. She's in a office chair, and she falls right on her face like a Lucille Ball.
Very, very funny.
We are here with someone that you know. Lenny, would you like to talk to your
friend, Jenny?
Hey, Jen,
how are you?
What's up, Len Dog?
Nothing, same shit. Len Dog.
Same shit, different day. Another dollar, shake it.
Yep. So, what do you want to talk to Jenny about, Len?
Nothing. Matt tells me you're coming to Chicago.
Oh. What did I tell you? That's not what I told you.
Last week you told me.
I thought you're flying her out.
Oh, is that?
That was.
You're flying me out. That sounds wonderful.
Oh, and now we're picking up
the. Hey, what about the burger, dog, sandwiches, and meatloaf?
You know, the Jenny Lynn Show needs to be in Chicago too. You know, I would really like to go nationwide. And I really like to listen to some Chicago house music and, you know, dance.
I can help
you. Shake my booty.
I know all these people. Jenny Lynn, that's my department. I can take care of you there. This is Mr. Mikey Terrazzo, by the way. And I want to let you, out of curiosity, did you read 50 Shades of Grey 2?
What?
Read 50 Shades of Grey. I'm just curious. You know what the BDSM is?
No, I don't.
Have you read 50 Shades of Grey, though?
I haven't read a book in a while. I've watched a lot of porn.
Oh, you watch a lot of... Wait, what was that, Jenny?
I don't know. When I go on the computer, I tend to watch a lot of porn, you know? I love the fact that I can just watch it on my iPhone, so when I take my contacts out, you know, it's right there in front of my face so I can see it.
Now, Jenny...
It makes it so accessible.
Jenny, what is, like, the best title you've seen in of porn in a while? What's the best title?
Whatever gets me off.
You off. Is it?
I don't know. I just like going on porn tube. It's free. You know, I got a YouTube, you know, I like watching the porn tube too.
What's your favorite? I mean, because I do you like the casting couch? I always found those interesting.
The casting couch, yeah.
Kind of like a role.
I like when they role play, you know, that makes it fun.
What is some of like, are you into any of that like fetish porn or anything particular?
No, but I'm not really into fetish. I just like dressing up, playing the part. If anything, yeah, I'll totally spank you if you need a spanking.
Oh, you spank? Yeah, I thought we were talking about porn. Okay. now, when's the Jenny Lynn Show coming to Chicago, though? And by the way, you need to come to L.A. and do my show out in L.A., too.
Oh, you know what? Here, right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Where to go, Mike?
There goes.
I'm so ready. So who's paying for my transportation? I'm on my way.
NYCAQW. You know, some other guy.
Well, you don't have to fly first class, right?
Yes, first class all the way.
Yeah, but can he send you on, like, Southwest?
I don't care what airplane it is.
Care what
I was hoping I was hoping the private jet was going to pick me up with a little midget escort.
Well, are you having a
Have you ever
nowhere in there? I might have thought.
You guys talked for like hours.
I don't even know. I was hammered though.
Jenny, do you remember what you and Lenny talked about for hours?
Remember.
This isn't the one that had the car that broke down, is it?
No, that's Paris.
No, that was
Paris.
Chris.
I don't know. We talked about pizza. I remember talking about pizza. You know, because now that I live on the West Coast, I can't get a good fucking piece of pizza. Like, it's just impossible to find. So I was talking how I should find someone in New York so they can send me the New York water and I can start making pizza out here.
Yeah.
I think we were talking about food for, you know, a good portion.
That sounds...
Because, you know, he's got the meatballs.
So with the beautiful Jenny Lynn.
It was a nice topic of conversation, I felt. There's a lot of other topics.
Talking about meatballs.
Meatballs? You talked about
meatballs.
Meatballs and sausage. Yeah, because I think there was meatballs and sausage that night at the club.
Funny is right.
And I may have been shoving a sausage in my mouth inappropriately. I don't know. It happened.
Could have happened.
Oh, wow. Oh, sign me up.
Matt's enjoying.
I love me a hot, spicy Italian.
Yeah, in fun to get her to Chicago.
Yeah, I'll put in first.
All right. I'm picking up the majority of this.
Honey, look up the mitt if you like that one.
Ooh, the mitt.
All right.
The mitt.
Yeah.
Because the mitt's probably you like.
I love how you're gonna take her to the mitt all of a sudden.
Hold on.
Who passed her off to Mike?
Let me ask you. He did.
I can't go to the mitt. I got 86 out of the fucking.
Oh, so wait. You don't want to win anymore.
No,
Chicago's a big fucking town.
We'll start out at Richards, and then we'll go.
She's a smoker.
That's good. She'll love Richards. Hey, you know, Jenny, you say you like house music, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, and the reason I say is because the mids usually, you know, they'll have good. Yeah, they do real well.
Very good.
Actually, you know what would be great for her to be up here is the Spring Music Awakening Fest that they're having at Soldier's Field.
That's in like 2 weeks, isn't it?
Is that
a festival? Get my hippie skirt out.
You know, yeah, right. There's a huge artists that are going to be there. I never knew how to pronounce it. Is it Skillrex?
Skillex,
whatever.
Skillex.
He'll be there.
Skillex.
Yeah.
Skrillex.
Yeah. Benny Benassi will be there. You know.
Frank Sinatra.
Francis.
Yeah, Frank's there. Like, I'm all the way there, you know. Fucking. Yeah, well, you know, also, like, with my show, though, too, like, there's a lot of videos of, like, raves and stuff that I've been to. So, you know, any music festivals and all that stuff, I'm always down because you never know what kind of footage you're going to get. And it's also just fun harassing young chicks, too, which I tend to do often.
I wasn't around this whole time you were talking to Lenny, so I don't really know.
Where you were sitting right there.
No, I was missing for a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Tommy was there.
That's right. I had a thing. I had to go too.
So Matt knows how to close the deal.
Some of us do. Some of us like to talk about meatballs and sausage.
Point, you were driving.
Yes, I like to talk about Italian sausage.
Lenny
should have been talking about meatballs and sausage.
Yeah, because I remember him having a little pepper on his neck. So I think that's how the conversation of pizza came into play.
You're not coming no more. It's coming. Get up.
It's a Red Hot Chili Pepper. He's really into their music.
Yes, Red Hot Chili Peppers is awesome.
They are awesome.
Oh, what's the expo? The special expo that we want to Jenny Lynn needs to come for that one. She'll fit right in.
You mean?
Yes, Jenny Lynn needs to go on lots of vacations. So, okay, Chicago, L.A., where else? Where else are we going? Got a passport. I need more stamps. I'd really like to do the Jenny Lynn show in Amsterdam.
Now, Jenny Lynn, if I fly you in, okay, if I fly you in, you're going to come do the show?
You're going to have to stay. She can stay at Louise.
Yes, I would love to come do the show.
Now, if I fly you in, we're going to have all kinds of fun. I can get some dances, maybe.
Yeah, we're going to go to the mid. She can do her house music thing. I'll take her to the crazy after party.
I
want to
get some dances.
Warehouse.
She can eat out here, too.
Jenny, let me ask you a question. Do you like going? Because out here, I don't know where it's
but
like.
But she's
where you're
a good dancer.
What time does everything close in Vegas?
Like, never.
I mean, like,
it never closes.
Run out of business. That's when they close.
I think six.
Then you'd be good because here we close at 5, and then we got the after parties, and there's some cool stuff I can take you to, and some warehouses and things. And you'll get the real Chicago.
And then you can relax on the boat during the day.
Yeah, and then you can go. Then you can detox on the boat.
Then you can detox on the boat.
I need an oxygen bar too, because those things seem to work really good, especially when you're in Vegas partying all night. and you're like, dragging. You do the oxygen bar, all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I got energy again.
We have an oxygen bar we can take you to, for sure.
Yeah. Dunkin' Donuts and a pen.
Yeah.
D-Doc.
Just don't smoke at the oxygen bar, because you get kicked out like I did. They're like, you can't smoke with your oxygen. I'm like, why not? Solves two problems at once.
Now, you got to stop cock-blocking me. Hold on.
Sorry, Matt.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to set something up for...
I'm
trying...
fucking time.
So we're going
to fly
out.
I'm trying to set something up for Lenny.
How's your July-August looking, Jen?
Open.
Oh, it's open. Okay, so we got a lot of flexibility.
Oh, and a flight's got to be what? I mean, we only got to start out one way until she wants to go back.
No, we can figure that all out on the
No, side. Round trip. I mean, I could probably just drive to L.A.
We're not in L.A., we're in Chicago.
No.
I can fly.
In L.A. So you can come to L.A. anytime you want, Jenny Lynn. I'll take you. As soon as Jenny Lynn's ready to go.
Okay.
I'm in L.A. that
I
weekend.
I might have enough money in my pocket right now to pay for a flight from Vegas to L.A.
Listen.
What happened to Chicago?
I don't know, but I think we should. No, she's got to come to Chicago. Forget LA.
Do you not care what a good dancer she is?
Don't you
want to ask her some questions about her dancing?
Is she that good? I've never met her.
Jalen, are you a good dancer?
You know what? I've never had a complaint. Let's put it this way. I jump up in the air and do splits. I stand on my head.
No.
I'll get the crowd going, that's for sure.
I gotta tell
are you
what?
Gonna cut her off every time she talks? Because you
I'm
have
just,
so much about dancing.
I'm
to
just
talk
gonna throw
about.
This out here because I am that impressed. Last time I was at a good strip club, and I've never actually watched you girls dance. I gotta applaud you guys.
Oh, wait, who's
you,
saying
you
that
are,
about a strip club?
You guys
She's a dancer.
Well, you guys, I have to let you guys know though that I am at work right now, so I can't stay on the phone with you guys forever. But you can call me again later.
Call you again later.
Matt's gonna be all over there. All right, go get to work. Let her get to work.
All right.
And we'll flush up the people.
Jenny
later.
Lynn, honestly,
all right.
Was great.
She's a sweet girl.
Go work.
Very nice girl.
Go work.
But yes, totally watch my show and totally fly me out. Because the show needs to continue, and you guys sound like you're a lot of fun, and I need you guys in front of the camera as well.
I'll call you sometime, sweetheart.
Have a good one, Jenny. Nice talking.
All right. Have a good night. Bye, guys.
That's the lovely Jenny Lynn.
That was actually not a bad interview.
Pizza, meatballs, and sausage.
Oh, my God.
We ate like 6 hours, 7 hours before that.
And by the way,
that's
the most I ever seen Mikey talk on this show.
He's like, oh, yeah. House music. The mid.
Sweetheart, I'll take you to the mid. We'll listen to some house tunes.
Hey, don't be
where I'm not allowed. Well, I fucked myself
on that
one.
Hey, let me tell you something. Don't be jealous because none of you guys can take her anywhere she's going to want to go. Okay.
I'll
no, that's
her,
fine. We got you.
Pal, I'll take her to Space Mountain, pal. And she'll want to go.
Hey, maybe the oldest ride in the park, but still got
longest
the longest line,
baby.
She's Space
you see
Mountain.
Me trying to slide in the one-way flight there for a second?
Yes, yeah. You rapist. You O.J. Simpson.
All right, at this
we'll
point,
the one
I
way,
feel that I'm going to start wrapping up my portion of the show.
I'm ready to go eat,
I
too.
Think it's time.
Are you
no,
ready?
Are we going to eat?
Well, yeah, we're going
to
eat.
We talked to Jenny Lynn, and that was our guest for this evening.
We'll just change the info. I mean, she wasn't a bad guest.
I'm just going to paste her face over Matt Walsh's body on the website. What? Did I find her video?
Yeah, did video
oh,
YouTube?
You want to actually play it?
Yeah.
No,
should we play it for our few listeners that are still around?
We got to see it.
Now, what's it called, though? It's called Jenny Lynn's...
Jenny Lynn Show.
The Jenny Lynn Show?
YouTube's based on geography, too. Jenny Lynn.
Wait.
So it's called The Jenny Lynn Show.
No, it's not the Jenny Lynn Show.
All right. The oh, Jenny Lynn Show. There sure is quite a few. She has a music trailer. Las Vegas Part 2. Wow, she has a lot of episodes. Has Spielberg seen this yet? Jenny Lynn Show commercial for Denny's.
What?
Okay, let's see her Denny's commercial. Oh, hold on. I got to turn the volume up so people can hear this. This is the Jenny Lynn and her commercial for Denny's.
And they called it puppy love.
So what do you want to do now?
Oh, I guess they'll never know. How
on,
young hearts really feel.
Should have went to Denny's.
And why I love her so.
Okay. Obviously can't see the commercial, so I'm going to explain what I just saw. There's a woman and a man who the woman wants to go fuck at Motel 6, and the man wants to go to Denny's. So the man chooses to go to Denny's. And then there's another couple who they were supposed to meet up with and have a swingers party with at the Motel 6, and the man had bad sex with the woman and is hammered and says, I should have gone to Denny's. That's a commercial. Oh, calm down on horrible.
Hey, it wasn't horrible. It was a fantastic video. Thank you to Mrs. Jenny Lynn. We'll be in Chicago soon. And time to eat.
And I am signing off for Matthew Aaron, Mikey Terzo, Len Cannata,
goodbye.
Matt Walsh,
goodbye.
Pat Tobias, and Cesar Marconi. Cesar Marconi produced that Jenny Lynn segment, by the way. And the wonderful Jenny Lynn. Thank you, Jenny. And we'll be on sometime next week if we have any listeners left. Okay, goodbye. Let's go eat. I'm hungry.